Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. I guess it is Thursday, which makes it Friday Eve. Dominic here for the happier happy hour. How you doing, little buddy?
I'm fantastic, Crute. Good to be with you here in the Shaw, Waukesha, Wisconsin, in the studios. Fancy Brian Evan back in Madison. Of course, our fair audience, thank you for tuning in, man. It is a joyous, happy, exciting, very busy news day.
It's not quite Merrick Garland day.
No, not yet.
We're getting closer.
Oh, I can feel it, man. I can feel it.
There are some allegations, new news, Dom, regarding Republican congressional members perhaps being the tour guides for some insurrectionists.
No.
Now, we'd heard rumor about this for months, so what is the new news that has you so captivated?
This is breaking. Found this one at CNN.com. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has formally requested information from Rep. Barry Loudermilk. And who the hell is Barry Loudermilk, Crudy? Well, he's a Republican from Georgia.
Oh, that's a shocker. Like, I wouldn't have figured out he was a Republican otherwise.
About a U.S. Capitol tour he gave to visitors the day before rioters stormed the building. In a letter to Loudermilk, the committee said they were
constituent services. Yeah.
They're looking for more information about the purpose of the tour and its participants. A quote: "Based on our review of evidence in the select committee's possession, we believe you have information regarding a tour you led through parts of the Capitol complex on January 5th, 2021. Chairman Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, and Vice Chairwoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming wrote in the letter. It goes on. The foregoing information raises questions to which the select committee must seek answers. Public reporting and witness accounts indicate some individuals and groups engaged in efforts to gather information about the layout of the U.S. Capitol as well as the House and Senate office buildings in advance of January 6, 2021. You know, kind of like a reconnaissance mission. Recruity? Recon, baby! CNN reports specifically the letter notes that the committee's review of evidence, quote, directly contradicts, unquote, previous claims by Republicans that security footage from the days before January 6th shows there were no tours, no large groups, and no one with MAGA hats on. A spokesperson for Loudermilk has not immediately returned a request for comment from CNN. The letter comes more than a year after some House Democrats, Crudy. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, as your news is breaking, there's breaking news.
Breaking?
To contradict the denials on reconnaissance tours. Easy for me to say. A January 6th committee says it has evidence that directly contradicts the GOP denials of the reconnaissance tours. So you go, then I'll go.
All right. They go on to say, and this to your point earlier, Kurt, about the rumors that we heard, Rep. Mickey Sherrill, a Democrat from... Cheryl, from New Jersey, accused Republicans in the days after the insurrection of providing tours to people who then used the information they learned from their visit about the complex layout to aid their attempts to interrupt the certification of the 2020 presidential election results. She didn't name any Republicans. She has held a virtual town hall on January 12th. Remember, the Capitol was closed for COVID, right? I mean, it's not like, and this... We'll get into it just a little bit more here. Back then, during her town hall, said that members of Congress who had groups coming through the Capitol that I saw on January 5th for reconnaissance for the next day. The Congresswoman never provided specific details or named which members or member gave them tours, even after widespread criticism from Republicans demanding she provide evidence to back up her claim. And here's what Loudermilk wrote after he filed an ethics complaint against Cheryl for, what, spilling the beans that they were doing recon missions the day before. He literally filed an ethics complaint. Part of that, I have the whole thing, but CNN...
Snitches get switches.
A member of Congress accusing another member of committing a crime without evidence is morally reprehensible and a stain on this institution. What about all the pedophile comments? Anyway... No Republican member of Congress led any kind of reconnaissance tours through the Capitol, proven by security footage captured by the U.S. Capitol Police. My Republican colleagues and I will not sit by while Democrats accuse their colleagues of treason for political gain. Well, at least he recognizes that if this were to be true, it's probably treason. I think his own words might come back to bite him. This type of conduct must not be tolerated, urging the House Ethics Committee to take a quick and decisive action, yada, yada, yada. But again, as reported, J6 has specific evidence refuting. It directly contradicts. Drew, do you have any more on that?
The foregoing information raises questions to which the Select Committee must seek answers. Public reporting and witness accounts indicate some individuals and groups engaged in efforts to gather information about the layout of the U.S. Capitol. This is from the statement of Benny Thompson, signed off on by the committee, also including Liz Cheney, again from the statement, as well as House and Senate office buildings in advance of the January 6, 2021. In response to those allegations, Republicans on the committee on the House administration, of which you are a member, claim to have reviewed security footage from the days preceding January 6th, and determined that there was no tours, no large groups, no one with MAGA hats on. However, the Select Committee's review of evidence directly contradicts that denial. So his committee, the one he serves on, said, nothing to see here. Isn't that convenient?
Isn't it, though?
But the J6 committee actually went and reviewed the evidence.
Well, they have evidence. And that's the question, of course. Now we can kind of speculate a little bit here. Number one, all right, that place is buttoned down. We have seen a lot of footage from the actual riot itself, right? I mean,
Oh, yes, we have.
And there's much more to be seen. Presumably, those cameras were not just installed, you know, the morning of January 6th, right?
You think they were there the day before?
I'm thinking there were. So either they never looked at them and lied about it, entirely possible, or they found it, deleted it, maybe, but probably unlikely. Could
they have done a Bill Barr and just completely misconstrued?
Yes, absolutely.
The evidence.
And depending on how you read into the statement, this wasn't a reconnaissance tour, quote unquote. Yeah, it was a regular tour. So see, I didn't lie. It wasn't a recon tour. You know, so you know how it is. It depends on what you mean by the word is. And that's how these guys play. So maybe he's trying to somehow, some way give himself a way out. But the
plausible
other side.
Plausible deniability.
If it's not actual video from the Capitol Police, from the facilities, probably it's from some of the people who were on the tour, their selfies.
Doing the recon?
Yeah. I mean, they took, if they were there, there are groups there. Hell, we're in the Capitol. I mean, how many of the people getting busted right now are being charged because of their own video? There's a lot of video out there from the insurrectionists themselves and the day before and all that. So the J6 committee probably has, I mean, coming out and say that they have very specific proof. I don't believe that this is a bluff. So where that video came from, what constitutes that proof, we'll wait and see. But I don't think they release something like this if they don't have the dude dead to rights.
Across 8 hearings, key witnesses interviewed by the congressional probe, that's the J6 committee, will testify publicly for the first time on the alleged plot that led to the January 6th insurrection, as well as the events of the day itself. We'll tell the whole story about what happened, Thompson told reporters. We will use a combination of witnesses, exhibits, things that we have through the tens of thousands of exhibits, as well as hundreds of witnesses we've deposed, or just talked to in general. The hearings are expected to make for blockbuster television and radio, potentially on par with the Watergate hearings or the Donald Trump's 2 impeachments, as America relives minute by minute the day the mob of the defeated president's supporters storm Congress to prevent the peaceful transfer of power in the 2020 election to winner Joe Biden. And the bench of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, that's a pretty good batting order, Dom. You know, a couple of southpaws in there. will explore allegations that Trump inspired the violence through months of false claims about election fraud as part of an illegal plot to stay in power. And Trump and his inner circle deny all accusations of wrongdoing, characterizing their election disinformation and led machinations to overturn the results of a good faith attempt to clear up widespread corruption. Good faith attempt, Tom. One last paragraph. Trump's ultra-loyal Republican base argues that the investigation is a witch hunt to distract from the rampant inflation and burgeoning immigration crisis ahead of the elections in November. You know, this is all just a ruse, Tom, a distraction. Don't look at the videotape, please. Nothing to see there. No large groups. No reconnaissance tours. I looked myself and I didn't see me.
Well, and you get, again, the specific words. No Republican. I'll pull it up here because I don't want to quote out of turn from Lauterbach. This is actually on his webpage. No Republican member of Congress led any kind of reconnaissance, in quotes, tours through the Capitol, proven by security footage captured by the U.S. Capitol Police. Well, maybe they didn't lead it. Maybe they were just there. And maybe it wasn't reconnaissance. Maybe it was something else. But they're going to try to parse
it. You think he split the infinitive time?
I think, you know, maybe, maybe. Maybe they looked at one video and didn't find it. But I think it's, whatever it is, it's all BS. Let's just be honest about it. The J6, a bipartisan committee, is coming out and nailing him to the wall. It directly contradicts the crap you just said before, which means we have proof that you're a lying SOB. That's exactly what that means. And it's a letter. It's a nice, simple request. But as they line up these ducks, Republicans have an opportunity to do the right thing.
Pshaw, they never do the right thing.
Will Bill Barr do the right thing?
Oh, that's an interesting question. He's in negotiations right now to testify before the January 6th committee. A transcribed deposition?
Yes.
Is that the same as being under oath?
I don't know. I think.
You think they'll get any straight answers out of Bill Barr?
Yes.
I don't.
I do.
Come on.
Yeah.
Out of Bill Barr?
There's a reason he left when he left, man. He saw the writing on the wall. He's got to spill the beans. What's his downside?
Only out of self-preservation.
Well, okay. Whatever it takes.
Come back with us. We'll help you persevere. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. The happy hour is right now.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Is this a dating video?
I had to beat off all this stuff.